Welcome to another episode of Journey from Grief to Healing. I'm Dr. Ray Calabrese. I look at my left wrist. There is a small scar from when I put my hand through a window. It took a couple staples to close it. I look at my right shoulder. There is a 5-inch scar, the result of an operation from an athletic injury. I look at my left ankle. There is an 8-inch scar just above my ankle, another athletic injury. This time it was my Achilles tendon. I won't tell you about the scar on my right knee. I have several other physical scars. I must have drove my mom nuts. She never knew if I'd come home with my arm in a sling or walking with a pair of crutches. I also have a number of emotional scars. Emotional scars are the times when we were shamed, bullied, put down, or threatened by adults. We all have them. I carry an emotional scar from the death of my wife. It's healed over, but the scar at times will get red and look like it will break open when a flashbulb memory via a song, the way the sun sets, or any other stimulus strikes. Each of us carry this type of emotional scar. Poet William Safford's poem, Scars, and how they symbolize the pain we feel and carry with us, describes what we who grieve experience. Here is his poem. They tell us how it was, and how time came along, and how it happened again and again. They tell the slant life takes when it turns and slashes your face as a friend. Any wound is real. In church, a woman lets the sun find her cheek, and we see the lesson. There are years in that book. There are sorrows a choir can't reach when they sing. Rows of children lift their faces of promise, places where the scars will be. Yes, we all have scars, some more than others, but our scars are not the final answer. They serve as reminders of our strength, courage, and endurance. Everyone who is alive will have scars. They are as much a part of life as is breathing. If we have courage, we can turn our scars into stars. Each scar bears a lesson. No question, the wound that caused the scar was and remains painful at times. Yet life didn't want it to end that way. So life gives us the opportunity to be an agent with great power. Life has challenged us to turn our scars into stars. What life did was to make sure that each wound we received embedded a powerful lesson in the scar the wound created. For example, a woman I know was abused as a young child by her uncle. She carried guilt and shame with her into adulthood. There came a day when she chose not to be ashamed or feel guilty. She decided to become a counselor. She did become a counselor, and she has helped many women who face this tragedy. She turned her scar into a star. When we begin to see the possibilities in our scars, we begin our transformation. We become different, not physically, but emotionally and spiritually. When we resist this transformation, it is akin to the pipes in our house getting plugged. The water can't flow freely through the pipes, so the water overflows into the sink, bathtub, shower, or toilets. Something has to be done to unclog the pipes. Similarly, when our emotional and spiritual pathways become clogged, healing slows down to a bare trickle. It is only by opening ourselves to the transformation generated by our painful lessons that the healing waters in our body freely flow. We free the clogged pipes of our emotional and spiritual lives by letting go. When we let go, we are not forgetting. We are letting go of baggage that prevents our healing, baggage that blinds us to an amazing future that is waiting for us. Listen to Carl Sandburg's poem, Stars, Songs, Face, as he talks about letting go. Gather the stars if you wish it so. Gather the songs and keep them. Gather the faces of women. Gather for keeping years and years, and then loosen your hands, let go, and say goodbye. Let the stars and the songs go. Let the faces and the years go. Loosen your hands and say goodbye. When we let go, we discover a freedom we haven't experienced. We'll discover that our scars don't go away. They stay with us to remind us of our grief. They stay with us to remind us of our lessons. Scars are a two-sided coin. One side symbolizes the injury. The other side symbolizes healing. The formation of a scar symbolizes that the wound is healed. It can no longer infect us. It can no longer hurt us. So we take away the false power we gave to our stars when they attempt to remind us of our pain. No, they can't. The pain is gone. The wound is healed. We are free to move on with our journey. Poet David White's poem, The Journey, tells us optimistically to look forward to our future. Our best is still in front of us. Here is his poem, The Journey. Above the mountains, the geese turn into the light again, painting their black silhouettes on an open sky. Sometimes everything has to be inscribed across the heavens, so you can find the one line already written inside of you. Sometimes it takes a great sky to find that small, bright, and indescribable wedge of freedom in your own heart. Sometimes with the bones of the black sticks left when the fire has gone out, someone has written something new. In the ashes of your life, you are not leaving, you are arriving. Yes, you are arriving. You are a new creation. You walk through the fire and have emerged stronger, wiser, and ready to move on with the rest of your life. Never give up and never quit. The best is yet ahead. Welcome to another episode of Journey from Grief to Healing. I'm Dr. Ray Calabrese. I look at my left wrist. There is a small scar from when I put my hand through a window. It took a couple staples to close it. I look at my right shoulder. There is a 5-inch scar, the result of an operation from an athletic injury. I look at my left ankle. There is an 8-inch scar just above my ankle, another athletic injury. This time it was my Achilles tendon. I won't tell you about the scar on my right knee. I have several other physical scars. I must have drove my mom nuts. She never knew if I'd come home with my arm in a sling or walking with a pair of crutches. I also have a number of emotional scars. Emotional scars are the times when we were shamed, bullied, put down, or threatened by adults. We all have them. I carry an emotional scar from the death of my wife. It's healed over. But the scar at times will get red and look like it will break open when a flashbulb memory via a song, the way the sun sets, or any other stimulus strikes. Each of us carry this type of emotional scar. Poet William Safford's poem, Scars, and how they symbolize the pain we feel and carry with us, describes what we who grieve experience. Here is his poem. They tell us how it was, and how time came along, and how it happened again and again. They tell the slant life takes when it turns and slashes your face as a friend. Any wound is real. In church, a woman lets the sun find her cheek, and we see the lesson. There are years in that book. There are sorrows a choir can't reach when they sing. Rows of children lift their faces of promise, places where the scars will be. Yes, we all have scars, some more than others, but our scars are not the final answer. They serve as reminders of our strength, courage, and endurance. Everyone who is alive will have scars. They are as much a part of life as is breathing. If we have courage, we can turn our scars into stars. Each scar bears a lesson. No question, the wound that caused the scar was and remains painful at times. Yet life didn't want it to end that way. So life gives us the opportunity to be an agent with great power. Life has challenged us to turn our scars into stars. What life did was to make sure that each wound we received embedded a powerful lesson in the scar the wound created. For example, a woman I know was abused as a young child by her uncle. She carried guilt and shame with her into adulthood. There came a day when she chose not to be ashamed or feel guilty. She decided to become a counselor. She did become a counselor, and she has helped many women who face this tragedy. she turned her scar into a star. When we begin to see the possibilities in our scars, we begin our transformation. We become different, not physically, but emotionally and spiritually. When we resist this transformation, it is akin to the pipes in our house getting plugged. The water can't flow freely through the pipes, so the water overflows into the sink, bathtub, shower, or toilets. Something has to be done to unclog the pipes. Similarly, when our emotional and spiritual pathways become clogged, healing slows down to a bare trickle. It is only by opening ourselves to the transformation generated by our painful lessons that the healing waters in our body freely flow. We free the clogged pipes of our emotional and spiritual lives by letting go. When we let go, we are not forgetting. We are letting go of baggage that prevents our healing, baggage that blinds us to an amazing future that is waiting for us. Listen to Carl Sandburg's poem, Stars, Songs, Face, as he talks about letting go. Gather the stars if you wish it so. Gather the songs and keep them. Gather the faces of women. Gather for keeping years and years, and then loosen your hands, let go, and say goodbye. Let the stars and the songs go. Let the faces and the years go. Loosen your hands and say goodbye. When we let go, we discover a freedom we haven't experienced. We'll discover that our scars don't go away. They stay with us to remind us of our grief. They stay with us to remind us of our lessons. Scars are a two-sided coin. One side symbolizes the injury. The other side symbolizes healing. The formation of a scar symbolizes that the wound is healed. It can no longer infect us. It can no longer hurt us. So we take away the false power we gave to our stars when they attempt to remind us of our pain. No, they can't. The pain is gone. The wound is healed. We are free to move on with our journey. Poet David White's poem, The Journey, tells us optimistically to look forward to our future. Our best is still in front of us. Here is his poem, The Journey. Above the mountains, the geese turn into the light again, painting their black silhouettes on an open sky. Sometimes everything has to be inscribed across the heavens, so you can find the one line already written inside of you. Sometimes it takes a great sky to find that small, bright, and indescribable wedge of freedom in your own heart. Sometimes with the bones of the black sticks left when the fire has gone out, someone has written something new. In the ashes of your life, you are not leaving, you are arriving. Yes, you are arriving. You are a new creation. You walk through the fire and have emerged stronger, wiser, and ready to move on with the rest of your life. Never give up and never quit. The best is yet ahead.